So I guess it's just kind of getting very well, but Marvel Paulson, she came to visit you.
She's from Embler.
Yes.
And her husband, Keith, came to and talked to you and Bertie both about, well, maybe a month ago.
Yes, I remember because their connection with the history, you know.
Yeah. She's just become the president of the mm-hmm. Union County Historical mm-hmm. Society. Well, she has lots of energy and ideas.
Has she lived in this area a long time?
Yes, she was born in Grand Ron Hospital.
Oh.
She went to La Grande High School.
Well,
and then
yes.
She taught for many years in Elgin.
Well, she's one that ought to be able to write things up then.
Well,
she isn't quite
old. No. We're looking for people who are 80 and 90 years old, like you.
Oh.
Because you know more.
I don't know.
You came here in 1935.
Yes.
1935. Where did you come from?
Yeah. Ontario area.
Ontario.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Ontario, Oregon.
Is that where you were born?
No, I was born down at Astoria,
uh-huh.
in a little place called Napa.
Mm-hmm. In 1906?
Yes, and yeah. There's another place that I'm interested in is down by Astoria is Warrenton,
uh-huh.
because that's where my mother's people lived.
I see.
She was a Warren.
Uh-huh.
Now, what year were you born?
1906.
Since she's 95 now, she'd be born in 1906. And were since you're involved in the DAR, were your parents part of the, your grandparents part of the emigration from the east along the Oregon Trail?
Yes, it'd have to be. My mother's people came out in 1852.
Mm.
And then you had to belong to Sons and Daughters of Oregon Pioneers.
Yes.
You have to be a descendant of somebody that came before.
Uh-huh.
Oregon was a state.
Yes.
And that was 1859.
Right. When or where did they come from in the east?
Yeah, Illinois, my mother. Uh-huh. My mother's folks did. Before that, they were living in New York,
uh-huh.
and Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear stories about why they decided to come to Oregon?
Well, maybe it's just because so many people were coming at that time. And
did they really cross that Oregon Trail
in
thing?
1852, she said. That was when they were coming.
Yes, uh-huh. And they came. Were four brothers. Their father had died when they were just small, and the mother remarried, and the stepfather was just very mean to them, and they had a hard time. And so they worked at different places and saved enough money so that they could come on out.
Did they all four brothers come at the same time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so where did your mother come into this?
My mother, they'll be my grandparents, and my grandfather came out. My mother was born out here.
I see.
At down at Astoria. Mm-hmm. And
so it would be your great-grandmother that married one of the boys at some point?
No, it was my grandmother married my grandfather Warren, and he was born in, oh, I think it's 1832 or 3. And then the one other person that came out with them, there was the train, Purgatory, I guess, was made up about, well, around there in, around Princeton, so, in Illinois.
Was that where one of the trains started?
Yes. Some of them, then they joined. Down near the Iowa. But one person that these four boys came with too was her uncle, their mother's brother.
Do you remember hearing them tell stories about what it was like on the trail?
No, I don't.
They didn't tell about it? Or you don't remember?
Well, I was too young to see it. It was a different age.
But I thought maybe they would pass on
maybe
the stories.
Well,
no, they were all dead.
I see.
And then the uncle that they came out with, maybe you've heard of him since you live in Seattle.
Who's that?
John Pike.
John Pike? Yes,
Street,
I certainly have, and I heard of his son, too.
Pike Street and Pike Place and all that.
Right.
And I didn't know much about him until in 1930. I was a student up there in Professor Edmund Meany's history class.
Oh, good.
And he was telling about the first building that was built for the university.
Yes.
And it was built where the Olympic Hotel is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Did you know all
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
Nothing new.
And I know when it moved to where it is now, too. Which was not...
So there, and I sat there and thought, Oh, John Pike is my relative.
Yeah,
now, say again, why? How is he related to you?
See, my grandfather is just a boy. The youngest of the boys that came out, the wagon train was only 16.
Mm-hmm.
He had enough money to buy horses and all that. And their uncle was John Pike. He was with them.
I see.
And so John Pike, you see, that would be my grandfather's uncle.
Uh-huh.
And be my great-great uncle.
Mm-hmm. And what was the name of your relatives on, what was this on, this was on your
Warren,
father's side, wasn't it?
My mother's side.
Oh, your mother's side.
On my mother's side, she was a Warren. And Uncle Dan Warren was the one that later on got the town of Warrenton started.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is it Warren,
W-A-R-R?
Yeah.
Yeah. Warrenton.
Yeah. So you...
And so on my father's side, right? They are from Nova Scotia, and they came from Scotland.
Ah. That is your connection with what was Heather...
Nova
Scotia.
This is Heather Price.
Right, but Price now, but was...
McKinnon.
And I remember when I last talked to you had kind of a good relationship with her because she was from Nova Scotia.
Yes.
You told me that.
She went back after she separated.
Yeah.
Have you seen it all since you've
been back? Yeah, I've seen her in several musical things.
Since you came back?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what her husband is doing here, but he's apparently here,
I guess.
Yes.
Well, believe it or not, she's been here to see me.
Has she? Wonderful. Wonderful. Because, you know, when I stopped to see you after my mother died, I remember we talked about the McKinnons and Heather, and you were very fond of her because she was from Nova Scotia. You had a nice relationship.
Oh, I still have it.
Good.
Now, you said you came to Ontario.
Well, you'd never guess how I came there.
Probably not.
From Astoria.
No.
I was born down to Astoria.
Yes.
Well, a little town of Napa, really.
Napa?
Yes. It was just a few miles from Astoria. Well, the reason, there was a reason that they left the coast down there. It was because of my grandmother's health. My mother's mother was having trouble. And the doctor said, if you don't get away from this wet climate here, Neely, there was a nickname, well, she'll just die. Get away from here. So that's when so many people were homesteading. You know, went to Eastern Oregon and had homesteads. So that's how they happened to come up here.
So that was your mother and your father?
My mother.
Or her family?
Yes, her family.
Okay.
Her mother and her stepfather. Her father had died, and Grandma married again. And so they thought, well, we have to do it, we have to do it. So they just left the coast and came up had a homestead out of Ontario, west of Ontario.
And they were farming there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Raising mostly was a rye grain among the coyotes and the jackrabbits and the sagebrush.
Well, Ontario was very dry then as it is now, I assume.
But I know my father wasn't very happy to come up and leave the coast, but neither were there some of the others, but they did it. And my grandma lived, and so that's the way of the times.
When your father came with your mother
My father had... left on, Nova Scotia, and he happened to meet my mother.
Oh.
They were married down there, you see. And I have a brother that's older than I am, and then I was 2.5 years old when, just about 2.5, and they came up to Ontario.
Is your brother still alive?
Oh, no.
No?
He died of cancer.
Uh-huh.
My only brother, he had a smoker.
So you grew up during your teenage years in Ontario?
In Ontario and then Payette, Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you come to the Grand Ronde?
Well, what made me... I happened to meet Bruce.
Bruce.
Moorhead.
Bruce Moorhead.
Where did you meet him?
Well, he had friends down around Payette. And the same as I did, and I just happened to meet him.
Mm-hmm. Go to a dance? Or
no.
How did you meet?
Well, some of his friends was from Pat, and they were down there visiting, and there he was with them. I just happened to meet him.
And you took a fancy to him, and he to you?
Well, I don't know whether it was that way or not, but anyway...
It happened, huh?
Yes.
And were you 20 or so?
No, I was out of high school, and I had finished my nurse's training. And
was it in Spokane?
Your nurse's training in Spokane?
No, in Boise, Idaho.
Boise.
Okay. Well,
St. Luke's.
I got the idea. Mm-hmm. I remember that it was someplace.
St. Luke's.
And you finished the training?
Oh, yes, finished that.
And did you then get a job in a hospital?
Yes, I had a job. And I was looking after all the people at night.
Oh,
the
yes.
night nurse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, in Boise?
Yes, in St. Luke's.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, it was interesting looking after people. But I got married.
And then?
And
what happened then?
In 90 days, I was a widow. My husband died.
Not Bruce?
No. My first husband. There was a lot of flu at that time. A lot of flu, and he had had a little heart trouble and died of flu.
What was his name?
Jones.
Jones?
That's a North and I
was, Right, but I was Jones, or Moorhead, or?
Yes, you were Smith and I said,
Well, what were you
Jones.
Before you were Jones?
MacDonald.
I see.
Scottish.
I see.
MacDonald, Jones, and Moorhead.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so what, then, he died in a in just a short time after you were married.
90 days.
Yes.
And then,
and then I thought,
what am I going
I
to
want
do
to do
now?
Something. That's exactly what.
Yes.
And I, before I went into training, that I would have liked to, I've always been interested in interior decorating and landscape gardening and things like that. That was in nursing's second there mostly, but the other was. I like to get things fixed up, and so I thought, I think I'll do something different. I just went over to University of Washington, and I thought, well, I'll have some classes over there, as I did. And even study a little architecture, things like that. History is more history. And,
yes.
And that's where I met old Professor Meany.
Yes. And, tell me about what you remember of him.
Well, I thought he was a very intelligent, smart man. Later, I think that he went on to teach in New England somewhere.
I don't know about that. I thought he retired at the University of Washington.
He might have, but I think he was was away for a little bit, but I thought he was. And then
he was largely responsible, you know, for having the university moved from downtown to where it is now. He was very active politically, and he knew the right people to talk to.
And then, I can't think of one of the other ones that came out in the wagon train. he was a professor there at this school. I can think of it later. But, all those different ones that I should remember. Look at this.
So you took several courses at the university, and then did you meet another man that you fancied?
No, I at that time the thing that happened. It was the just a matter of money. That's when the depression really hit.
Yes.
And I thought, well, can't keep this up. So I came back and I was working at the hospital in Ontario, more there, because my folks lived in Payette, Idaho, and I stayed with them some, and sometimes I would be on.
What were the years that you went back to Ontario to the hospital about?
Well, it was about 1931 or 2,
from there, because there that you met Bruce
then I married, I met Bruce the year before we married. We married him in 1935, and see, he had friends down there, and I did too.
How was he earning a living then?
Working for Boise Cascade. Just working for Baker White Pine first, and that's where he met my uncle, that was working there too, my mm-hmm. mother's brother. Mm-hmm. He was married, he and his wife were up there. They were good friends, and that's how I happened to know Ruth, because of Uncle Charlie.
What was the transition from there to here?
Well, because they came down to visit. They knew each other, and then Ruth was married before his wife, she died. And so we were both, his wife had died and her husband died. Mm-hmm. And then later when Ruth and my uncle and aunt came to visit, and, well, their folks were my folks. So Uncle Charlie was my uncle. Only uncle had. I don't have very many relatives. I've only had one first cousin. Just one first cousin in the whole United States. Yeah. And I've had some half cousins.
What?
I've had some half cousins.
That was Warren.
There
was a Warren cousin.
Warren? Yes, there was a Warren. It was Charlie Warren's. He was got married and had a daughter, Darlene, and she's a widow now, and she's had a family, and she and her two daughters were up here about 2 weeks ago to see me. They lived down in Klamath Falls.
You didn't put in how you and Bruce got to
LeGrand. Well, he was working here.
For Boise?
That was working for Mount Emily at that time.
Okay.
Mount Emily. So that's how I got acquainted with him.
So he was transferred from Ontario to here?
No, he was just down to Ontario to visit. Visit relatives. Of the Charlie's and Uncle Charlie's and Sierra.
Well, where was he from, Bruce?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. How did he get out here to LeGrand?
Well, he came out to work for Baker. That was Baker White Pine. Hmm. And the person that Bruce came out with was that lives around here. But his father had quite a bit of an interest in the company. So the boys came out uh-huh. after school, uh-huh. after they finished school, and were working there because they wanted to do some of that. And then that's how he happened to be out here from Nebraska. Uh-huh. This is because of this friend's father.
And do you remember the first time you saw the Grand Ronde Valley?
Oh, yes. It was 19...
Did you come by train or car?
Car. Mm-hmm. We were going on down to the coast. Mm-hmm. And then my father and mother did divorce. Later, my mother married a fellow by the name of Wendell, Dad Wendell, and we went down to the coast to visit mm-hmm. and came through here. That was, 1922 or 3 or something like that.
That was a long trip.
And
that was a long trip.
Yes.
What
but
do you...
All the reason. We came down, I don't know, remember the date, but that, I think it was 23... when President Harding came out to...
Up on the Meacham?
Yes, uh-huh. A big celebration up there
right.
with the Indians.
Right.
We came up to take that in, and then we went along to the coast.
What do you remember were your impressions of the Grand Ronde Valley when you first saw it?
Beautiful.
You really liked it?
Yes.
In the spring or summer?
I think it was about... It was probably maybe May or June.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful time.
And then, because Harding went on up to visiting around Seattle and up in that area. And went on down. I think he died in San Francisco or someplace.
When you saw it, did you think you'd like to live here?
Well, I never thought anything about it because it was just one of those things. Because I wasn't interested in it. Yes.
Well, when you and Bruce moved here, what did you think of it then?
Well, I liked it. I thought it was okay. But when we lived up at old Mount Emily camp there for a little while.
Oh, that wasn't so good, huh?
Mount Emily camp.
Did you have to cook or do that sort of thing?
I did some cooking because, see, Bruce and his first wife had adopted a little boy. And it was time when he was in first grade. He was going to school. And then Bruce wanted me, afterwards, he wanted me to be living down here. So Paul could go to school down here. That's how it happened. I moved down here.
Where did you live first in La Grande, or in the Grand Ronde?
Well, first we had an apartment right down, was next to the Elk Club. Remember, there's a woman that had apartments there.
Right behind it?
Just beside it.
I've seen a picture of that building. I didn't know they were apartments.
Well, you mean on the other side of what's now 10 Depot Street, those houses there?
I think she means next to the Elks Club on Washington.
Yes, it'd be all there, and next to the Elks.
On Washington?
Between the Elks Club and the Sunflower Books.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
There are those apartments.
Yeah.
Right behind it.
So you had to take care of the child?
Well, it's necessarily what you do for if somebody's in first grade, second grade.
Sure.
Did the boy have a mother someplace?
No, they adopted him.
Oh, I see. And then the mother didn't want to care for him? Did?
No, Bruce's first wife, the one that adopted him, she died.
Oh, she died, okay.
She had an operation and died.
So it was his responsibility, really, to care for the child.
So Bruce just had Paul to take care of. Mm-hmm. And so...
Do you have any pictures of La Grande at that time?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have memories of what life was like in La Grande then?
Oh, when I see some of the pictures, like different people showing some old pictures, I can identify some. I remember.
Yeah, I want to clarify my own reminiscence of you, and it seems to me, this could be wrong, but my impression was that I met you, or knew of you, maybe not met you, but knew of you, and I thought at that time you were living across from Don and Bessie Myers.
I was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that where you moved after you lived in the apartment?
Yes. Uh-huh. Was. We bought that place and lived there until 63.
Oh.
Was it then that you moved to Cole?
And then the next place we lived in, well, we were there at Island City for about 6 months. Before we could get a place that we wanted to buy.
I said you were in Island City then?
Yes. For that little short time. And then the Cove. And I love Cove.
I remember, I think, visiting you there in Cove.
Big old house.
Near the school?
Yes, right
in the corner. Picket fence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Why did you like Cove so much?
Oh, the people and just the atmosphere. And I liked living right by the school. And you have friends over there. Ruth.
And you knew Harold Blank then?
Oh, yes. Well, got acquainted with him after I moved over there. Because he was interested in the house that we bought, too, because he used to live there in that house.
Oh, did he? Well, yes. He told me his parents bought his house in 1931.
Mm-hmm.
So he lived in your house before then, do you think?
Oh, I imagine. Well, I don't know just when it would be, but it was when he was just a child.
Uh-huh. He came there when he was 5.5 years old, and mm-hmm. he was born in 1912.
Mm-hmm. So he's...
He's 88.
Yes, I've known Harold quite a long while.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of good folks over there.
Yes.
Leafy Sands. Did you ever know her?
No, I didn't.
Know her?
In the summer, they seem to end up here and going to Cove, or she has been for, and she just loved it. And here she is 17 years old, and she still wants to go back. Which is interesting. She loves, has always loved going to camp there. She lives in Seattle.
Well, I got acquainted with the Jeanette Baum over there. We went over with the Girl Scouts camping over there. That was during the war years. Just 1 year over there. I like to work with Scouts.
And when you were talking about the DAR, was it mostly in the Grand, or did you have connections in Cove, or were they both?
Well, it's kind of hard to get into the DAR, because you have to have...
Yeah, I know, connections.
Yes, and
historically.
Mm-hmm. And no, it was just because I got acquainted with some people here. There was one that was, Mrs. Richardson, Lillian Richardson.
The Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm. And,
You said on the phone that you found out after you started doing this that your connection went back quite a ways.
Yes, I... Later, when I was doing work on... Well, I've always been interested in where the family came from.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have to do some of the first because of... my relatives down in Warrenton, they had it all, and all I had to do was just copy it.
Uh-huh.
And but when I went back to that trip to Nova Scotia, and I stopped so many places on the way. Imagine, I had Lynn. With me, and she was 8 years old, and was leaving Le Grand here and stopping every place I wanted to between here and Washington, D.C., and New York, and all that. And I told Bruce I was going to stop at probably every antique shop. Of course, I gave that up after a while, after there's so many. But I did stop and Well, I wanted to stop at so many different places where my folks had lived.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped in Princeton, Illinois, uh-huh. and got acquainted with some relatives there, some of the Warrens that hadn't come to the West. And then wanted to stop and back to New York and got acquainted with some more of them too, and then stopped with in Boston to mostly to see what Boston was like, and took a little time off to put the library there. And what I found then one afternoon was, well, this Daniel Whitney that I was descended from, he was connected to the Warrens too, but was on the Whitney line that went back to England. He had the Whitneys had come over in 1630, and and I found this book.
So that's how the revolution kind of thing came into your life.
Yes. Now, and it took, you know, and here it was, every generation back to William the Conqueror.
I think my family goes back to him, too.
Well, we're all related, then, as we say.
Mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's quite a bit to get to the one.
Yes, it is.
What was the extent of the group here in Union County? Because that's where my mother and you were connected. How many people, where did you meet, and how often? That people who were locally...
Yes, we met every month.
Every month. Where mm-hmm. did you meet?
In homes, usually.
I see.
And then sometimes at a restaurant.
Do you remember how many people were in the group?
Oh, maybe 20. Mm-hmm. But that belonged, but not many would be there at a meeting.
Well, that's the way with meetings. Do you remember any of the names of people who were in it from here at the same time you were?
Well, right now, I know them, but I'm too tired to dig them up.
Yeah. Well, could we come back another time and hear more of your stories?
Yes.
I'd like
to. One thing, why I like to get my feet up, I'm having trouble with the swelling in my feet, so I usually...
Put them up.
This is where I usually have them.
Good. Well, that feels right to me, too.
Do it.
Well, just wait here a minute, and I'll get around to you. And this is...